good, family? What's good, Rhythmics Radio? You're back tuned again to Conversations on the Rocks. We got on a little late, but hey, we here, though. Had a little technical difficulties and shit, but you know it's the coolest host you know, your homie Ice.
Miss Tish.
It's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And we back with another one, another Monday, and we actually got a few guests in the building.
Exciting.
We got a lot to talk about. We appreciate everybody. For y'all, you know what I'm saying, tapping in with the game, and we're going to get into it, man. Before we do anything else, you know what I'm saying, we always got to see how everybody's weekend was. How was your last week since we was on the last episode, Tish? How was the weekend?
My weekend was productive. Okay. I'm always busy, man.
Yes. Yeah?
But my weekend was productive. I made a lot of inventory, booked some new clients. You know, going into the new year, making money, so never mad. Everybody check Me and More Scents. I do have a giveaway going on right now for Thanksgiving. Go on the website, meandmorescent.com. Scroll to the bottom, give me your info. We pull on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. Shout out to Me and More Scents. Yes. What's good, Los? Los Vegas. How you feeling, man? How was the weekend?
I've been working, man.
You tired, man?
You know what I'm saying? Definitely signed up for that Me and More Scents because I definitely need.
I saw, you know, I be.
I'm not even gonna say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say or anything like that. But you know, I have a son that has my same name too. So maybe he wanted some candles. He off in college. You know what I'm saying? But I've been working, man. Like I said, man, just got some other things coming on the way, so you know what I'm saying, still working on all that stuff like that. But yeah, my boy Tad, man, a little worn out a little bit, man. Hey. For real.
Sometimes it happens. That's mean you've been working, you've been getting to it. Sometimes the tire comes with it. There's nothing wrong with that.
We don't got no comedy this week, Tuesday.
Man, I ain't even gonna do it this Tuesday neither, for real.
You ain't gonna do it to him.
I missed it last week.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, shout out to them. They had Tony Woods over there. Shit. I'm mad I missed that one.
Tony Woods came through.
Wow, DC Legend. He closed out the show and stuff like that. So I'm mad I missed that, but I think he'll be coming back. So shout out to Dwayne White and the whole comedy show that they got going on over there, man. Come check them out Tuesday nights at Electric Palm.
Hell yeah, man. I'm mad I missed that one too.
I wanted to see that one.
Shout out to Dwayne White and what he got going on over there. And as far as me, man, I had a good weekend. Chilled with family. Was chilling with my daughter. We went to her favorite place. We went to the mall. You know what I'm saying? So we went to her favorite place. Somehow, I always end up going there. You know what I mean? But, yeah, spent time with her. Went to go see my parents and shit. And went to the game yesterday. Shout out to the Washington football team. Woo! I was about to say this again. Shout out to my team. You know what I'm saying? We got that W. Yeah, man. I was surprised myself because I was betting the other way. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to y'all. But yeah, it was a good weekend, man, and I was looking forward to today, man. We got a few guests in the building. So we got Miss CeCe, we got the homegirl Flo, and we got the homie Derek, Mr. Barbecue Man Wood, in the building. Again, appreciate y'all for stopping through, man.
Yes, thank you guys.
And yeah, so if y'all don't mind for our listeners, kind of just tell everybody about yourselves, how they can reach y'all, and like the names of y'all businesses.
Well, I guess I'll go first.
Yes.
Ladies first.
I'm Christine, simply CeCe, you know, but okay. I am a nail tech based out of Fredericksburg, Virginia. I'm the nail slayer, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can definitely find me on Instagram if you follow me at C_me_nails_LLC. Yes. Or, you know, just check out my booking website at cmenails.glossgenius.com. Okay. And, I mean, you know, book that appointment because, you know, I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come through.
Okay. Miss Flo, what about you?
Hey, I am a tax preparer. I have a tax business. It is called Numbers Flow Accounting Services, LLC. Tax season was hectic this year. Really, really crazy. I also plan events. I have this conference coming up on November 27th.
Nova's first small business?
It is okay, Nova's first national small business Saturday conference and celebration. If you guys are not familiar.
That title was long.
It's a calendar holiday themed event.
So
if you guys aren't familiar, Black Friday, Black Friday, we shop in the stores and the malls for, the holiday sales for Christmas and stuff like that. And then Cyber Monday, we shop online for the holiday sales. Right. Saturday, after that Friday and before that Monday, it is called National Small Business Saturday. Obama made it a calendar holiday back in 2011, and it is made specially for the small local business owners of, of your area for us to shop with them so they can make money for their families. I am having vendors, and we have a lot of keynote speakers, a lot of entrepreneurs. We have Kiki Swenson coming. She's a New York Times bestselling author. We have Mr. Mayor Derek Woods coming, who's going to be added to the last flyer. Okay. I have a Billboard gospel award-winning singer coming. She's going to be performing his song, and she's also going to speak to some of the the local music artists in the area.
Tell me what the hit song is.
The hit song is "I Believe in Me." Her name is Nakia Marie. So if y'all haven't heard it, check her out. Look her up she's on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Nakia Marie, and a whole bunch of guys. I don't have my phone, so forgive me. But lot. It's a lot. You can follow me on Instagram. BOW_productions with a Z at the end. All the flyers are up on there. All the details. The event will be in Woodbridge, Virginia. And again, it is Saturday, November 27th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
From what time to what time?
We are starting at 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock to 7. The location is in Woodbridge. It's not private, but because of the nature of the event, the exact location is given once you purchase a regular admission ticket, or you are a speaker, or you're one of the vendors. So there you go. All right,
that's dope.
To you, sir.
Man. I guess I'm the young barbecue mogul in the building.
All
right. D Wood, aka my barbecue man, representing all over the DMV, aka the one who went from barbecuing in the parking lot to parking in the mayor's spot.
Yes.
I've been cooking from coast to coast, but I don't like to brag and boast. I don't know. They said this was kind of poetic too, so
snap two or three times.
So just excited for what Conversation on the Rocks is doing for the local community. Humbled and excited to be here, part of the conversation today. I love to see when young people get out here and they really not only look to get a seat at somebody else's table, but you all are building your own table. Right. So I just want to stop 100%. And big y'all up before I talk about me for a second. Shirley Chisholm said, if you don't got a seat at the table, bring your own seat. Mm. And if you don't got your own seat, then you make your own table. And so what y'all doing here is y'all making a table for the community right here. And I think that's big. And I don't know, y'all take this snippet out, cut it up, air it all over there so people understand the magnitude of what y'all doing. The best way to predict the future is to create the future that y'all want. Y'all creating the future that y'all want. And so some of the things I got going on right now, the biggest thing I got to they looking for me for Thanksgiving cooking. I'm the barbecue man, right?
Yeah.
So
I text you that turkey today.
Yeah, you text the word. You text what number you text, and make sure you text the right number. Text the word.
The one on the picture.
Put it out there.
We gonna put it out there. Let's put it out there.
Put it on out there. Text the word
turkey to 571 988 1388. Yeah, there it is. Okay, okay. Because I need that. I'm going to need it by, I hope I can get one by Wednesday, yeah, next week.
Text the word turkey, 571-998-1388. Pin that right now.
Are you smoking turkeys or
smoking
what?
And frying. And frying them. Smoking and frying.
I need one. Up to
a 15 pound. So once you text, you get an autoresponder. It sends you back a PayPal link price. You set the date and the time that you want to come pick it up, either Thanksgiving Eve night or on Thanksgiving Day.
What's the number again?
571-998-1388.
Yeah, everybody call.
No, it's a text. It won't ring.
It won't ring.
Yeah, but that's the biggest thing going on right now. I'm debating. I got some people trying to get me to make their candy yams and to do their collard greens and their mac and cheese. Ooh. So I'm torn if I'm going to do all the cooking again. Because last year, I said I was going to cook to just noon on Thanksgiving, and I didn't get out of there until about 4.
Yeah, that's the downfall.
Folks just kept showing up. They were coming. Yeah. They ain't just want turkey. They started asking for ribs. Ooh. I thought I had to put on Shirley Caesar song, beans, greens, potatoes.
You can!
I had to get them on out there. But, you know, so I got a course. I got a challenge I'm doing coming up December 13th.
Business, 17th. Barbecue business class?
Yes. I got the class, but more than the class, I'm going to do something where I'm going to give people five days with me. Okay. Class costs about $5,000. Mentorship is about $6,000 or $7,000. Yeah. I'm going to give them something where they can get in for like $600 or $300. I'm going to give them 5 days of intense on how to launch their business going into the new year. You know, New Year's come around. People got New Year's resolutions, right? Yeah. And most of the time, it's two or three big resolutions everybody got, right? Some people want to lose weight. Other people want to make more money.
Right.
And then the people that still got the nicotine sick, some of them say they want to quit smoking, right? Right? The three biggest New Year's resolutions you always hear. Make more money, lose weight, and quit smoking nicotine sticks if they got them, right? So. Right. I want to help people jump out the gate early and just make money. A lot of people got a gift. They got a talent. Their gift is with either some type of cooking. They got some type of talent. And it ain't that they can't cook good. It's that they don't know how to make money with
the business
it.
Piece.
Business. They don't know the business piece. Yeah. They don't know how. I want to talk to them like how I went out my backyard right off of a little Weber grill, and I built a high six-figure type business out the backyard, right? And just some of the secrets on even how I just bootstrapped it. I ain't had nobody put no money into it. I bootstrapped it. I learned how to take it and flip it and do it. And so I want to teach people 5 days the mentality, what it take, really how to build that foundation, what to do before they get to smoking, and then how to kind of accelerate it, and then some of the other type of events.
Okay.
I mean, you know, folks know.
It's exciting, man.
So I got some good things. Excited to be here to have some conversations on the rock.
All day. Let's go. You know,
let's
go.
Get this thing kicked off. I don't want. Ain't all about me. It's about the conglomerate.
There you go. So
let's get
there
it
you
in.
Go.
All
right. What are we talking about first? What are we getting into?
You know what? I'm interested in Miss Cece and like how you got started to become a nail tech and become that nail slayer. Where did that start from?
Wow. You know what? People ask me that question all the time, and it's literally a funny story. So I was in the medical field for 9.5 years straight out of high school, just had a baby, you know, just living life, doing what I'm supposed to do. But then, you know, it was never really like a passion of mine. It wasn't like I graduated high school and was like, yeah, I'm just go draw blood. Yeah, let's do that. But that's what it came to be, and I eventually hated the job. I would get fatigued, I'll get sick, didn't want to go, attitude would change. I'd sit in the car for like, you know, that 5-10 minutes, damn, you know, but, you know, I just stuck with it for a while. Then one of them days that nurse came to me, and I had to go on and flip my badge on her, go and tell her what it was. And after that, I just noticed that it was not for me. So I think it was about my birthday, around my birthday or something. Okay. And I went to go get my nails done. And you know, us ladies, when we get our nails done, we do feet, nails, eyebrows, all that. And you know, they taxing sisters these days. So when I got it done, I'm spending over $100. And she did my toenails wrong. She painted my toes a different color, and she done took half my eyebrow. Lord, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. She took my half my eyebrow. So I told her I refused. I wasn't not going to pay. And when I did that, she took my purse off the back of the chair, and she told me that I was going to pay. And pretty much, she caught me on the wrong day, oh. just like that nurse. Nice. Had to go and flip the badge on her. Now, nah, let's just say Fredericksburg's finest had to roll up on the scene. They rolled up on the scene, and pretty much I explained my case to the officer, and he was pretty understanding, and I was like, look at my face. I only got 1.5 eyebrows. Like, what's really going on? This isn't right. I'm a victim. So pretty much that was the end of the story. And oh, wow. I just told myself that I was not going to be subjected to that type of business. You know, I'm not going to pay someone to just do me any type of way. And yeah. then when I refuse to pay, it's a real big issue. So I went on Amazon, got all the nail accessories, acrylics, powders, whatever, and I just started doing my own nails for myself. I didn't plan on making it a business, but I would walk around and people would say, you know, your nails are nice. Can you do one for me? And pretty much that's just how it went. And I put myself through school. I took the state board test. It took me about 10 months to do that, and I got licensed. Pretty much the pandemic rolled around and everything was shut down. I couldn't work. I was scared to go around people. People were scared to go around, you know, just go be around anybody and everybody. So eventually when the salon shut down, who you think these ladies was coming to? Yes. I was making so much money to where I just told myself, what are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to work out of your home? Like, I needed a plan. I didn't have really, like, a plan. So I just told myself, you know, I'm sitting on this money. I can work some type of business plan, and I can create something with this. So that's what I went to do. And I leaped out on faith, and I purchased my first salon.
Shout out to you. Yes. Congratulations. Yes. Let's go. It came out of necessity. Like, you know what I mean? You saw an issue that you were having. You was like, you know what? I'm going to correct it myself. So shout out to you for doing that.
It's most definite that the pandemic either made or broke people.
Yes.
You know, like, it's either you got with it or you got left.
Right.
That's awesome. Miss Flo, you going to do ladies first? Talk to me.
Yes.
Yeah, she was real quick.
We're great.
Perfect. Tell us how you got started doing your taxes, doing the events.
Right. You're doing a little everything too, like.
I'm trying to be an entrepreneur, guys. It's very hard. It's very hard. Still broke, but got some businesses under my belt now.
Oh, that's right.
So I started off. Doing events through poetry. I used to write when I was a little girl. I went through a lot. That's another story, another show. But I had a lot of stuff going on as a child. So my mom would get me, you know, little books, diaries with locks on them. I can, you know, just write out. So started writing. And as I got older, my mom joined this church, a Christian church, shout out RCC, Pastor John Payton. When I was there, I met a young lady by the name of Nakia Marie. I was 9, she was about 10. I was the bad girl, she was the good girl. She sung every Sunday. She was a virgin, so married, good girl. We never hung out in church though. We would, you know, different groups. Fast forward, she put together a organization called Pretty Girls Wait. It's an acronym for Pure, Righteous, Eternally True to You. Her organization, it is for women, young ladies who are virgins, striving to stay virgins, young ladies or women that may have had something go on in their lives to where, whatever reasons, they lost their virginity, but they want to get back on the road to abstinence. This was her organization. We're Facebook friends at this time, so I'm seeing what she's doing, and I just wrote a poem for her. I send it to her. she goes, oh my gosh, I love this. You got to come to the conference and read this. Oh no, I'm not going to, this is a church event. I'm not going to church, first of all. And I'm not getting on stage to read for nobody. So she said, okay. She kept calling. The last call she said, okay, Florence, God told me that you're supposed to come here and you're supposed to read your own poem. I said, all right, Kia. So I went, I got on stage for the first time in my life, and I read a poem. I titled it Pretty Girls. Y'all, all the women started crying in the building. Wow. After it was done, the women started coming up to me, telling me their life stories. Wow. It was
so
crazy.
So she wasn't lying.
After that, she started doing events, and she started incorporating open mics because of the poem. So I started doing that, and then I was like, oh, I kind of like it. So I started going around to, Northern Virginia, Arlington, Alexandria, D.C., Maryland, just going to open mics.
Okay.
Woodbridge didn't really have nothing.
Right.
Babylon, if you guys are familiar with Babylon, Shout out Reggie. Babylon put up a Facebook post. Babylon was like, basically, hey, if we do poetry here, you know, who would come? Mm. One of my homeboys, B.O., shout out B.O.B., he tagged me because he knew I was, you know, going around hitting poetry open mics. He tagged me under the post. I hit the post. They contacted me back right away. They said, hey, can you come in? I said, sure. I went to Babylon that day thinking, just trying to get on an open mic. Like, oh my gosh, y'all got something in Woodbridge. I ain't got to go across the bridge no more. Mm-hmm. We sat down. He asked me, you know, if I did poetry. He wanted to hear some. I spit him something. And then the dynamic of the conversation just switched. He started asking me how many people I knew in the area, if I could bring a crowd.
He's thinking money.
If I knew DJs and hosts and shit. You know. So I'm like, well, I know everybody, but I'm not into doing no events. But I know the DJs you're talking about. I know the host, you know. So he's like, you know, well, between me and you, you think we can reach out to them and get everybody, you know, to, you know, start this poetry open mic? Mm. I said, all right. He said, okay, I'm going to get you with my flyer guy. I'm going to throw you my house DJ until we get Blake. Shout out INC.
Shout out you, dog.
That neighborhood hero.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, 3 weeks later, I had my first poetry open mic. The first show was a hit. And it was every week. Every week was a hit.
Wow.
I built a crowd. I have got poets that became crowd favorites of my crowd. It was great. And then, you know, things start happening that you're not built for, because you're not used to this, so you gotta start building yourself up.
Yeah.
So then, you know, because it was so great, you know, then, you know, people want to start changing, switching up. So I start changing, switching up. I started switching up my venues. I started switching up my acts. I just started switching it up. I had my first annual events. After I stopped doing the weekly poetry open mics. And I have a Valentine's show that I do every year. The third one's coming up, the Heart to Heart in February. So y'all look out for that. My first one, I did it at the Palace. And one of my homeboys' wives hit me up and she was like, are you having vendors at your event? I said, huh? What's a vendor? She said, and then she broke it down to me. I said, oh, so you want to pay me to come and set up your table? She said, yes. I said, how much you want to give me? And she educated me. She hit me. I started doing my own research. That event, I had 5 vendors. And after that event, it was Small Business Expos. It was the pop-up shops. Those were doing great. I was not the first to bring, a pop-up type of event to Woodbridge. But because of, you know, I guess my peer group, it was a lot of firsts for a lot of, you know, local business owners in my peer group. Right. You know, they've never seen nothing like you know, the pop-up shops. They didn't know that, you know, they even had things that called pop-up shops or business expos that you could come and, you know, display your business and network and stuff like that. So, Winks was great. And then COVID happened. Hmm. When COVID happened, guys, that prior year, because everything was so good, I sat down, I planned from January to December. 2 annual themed events every month. Got to March, got through the first one, the second one, it was over. Hmm. It was over. And that's how, not to get off the events, but that's how the tax thing came. Hmm. I was pregnant with my first kid, and my mom had a best friend who started her own tax business. She was running through her garage at the time. She called my mom and was like, what's Florence doing? She ain't doing nothing. I need her. I went in tax season. She had me answer her phone, set appointments. The next year, she called me back. I started doing data entry. The next year, she started teaching me tax forms. The next year, she was like, you're kind of good at this. You need to go to school and get your paper. She said, go get a degree. I said, well, I don't want to go to school. I don't really like accounting. I don't like numbers. She said, just go do it. You've been doing this for this many years during tax season with me.
Right.
Go get a degree. Go get educated and watch what you can do.
Certified. Right.
I did that. And because I did that, when the pandemic happened, and Bow Productions was a business, I got the PUA. I took that PUA money, and I licensed my tax business. I not only just filed the regular $100 for the license, I paid a good hefty package for that LLC, and got all the numbers I needed and was able to successfully get through a couple tax seasons. Now back to, you know, now that COVID has lifted up, people was hitting me like, Flo, you know, we can come back outside. Where's your events? And I'm a reader, I'm a thinker, I'm a researcher. I'm looking events up similar to what I'm doing, and event planners are getting sued because people are coming to their events, and they could be, because COVID was new to us, they could be going, you know, looking and thinking they're doing all the guidelines for COVID regulations and miss one little thing, and a person come to their event, get COVID and claim they got it there and can prove that event planner is getting sued. So I said, no, y'all just gonna have to wait. So I didn't do nothing. I sat back and I just thought about what I wanted to do when I thought I was, you know, free to, you know, not get hit with no COVID stuff. So while I was thinking and doing that, people started coming up with the pop-ups, you know, similar to my shows, you know. And I'm not going to lie, I was getting on my feelings because, you know, they wasn't inviting me. I felt like I paved the way. They wasn't even inviting me to their pop-ups. And I got business too, you know, and no invite. So I gracefully sat down and I was like, all right, well, you know, since they're doing, you know, what you was doing before, you can't do that again. So what you going to do? So I thought and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put together a small business conference, and that's what I freaking did.
Shout out to you. Right now. Shout out to you. And when is that? It's November 27th, right?
It is November 27th. In Woodbridge. Yes.
Shout out.
You on Eventbrite? How can people find it?
Yes, it is on Eventbrite. Visit Prince William. Also, they post my events all the time on their online magazine and their site.
Prince William County?
Or Prince it's William called magazine? Visit Prince William.
Oh shit. Okay. Yes. Shout out to Prince William.
Yes. It's on my IG, it's on my Facebook, Eventbrite. Alignable, I'm on Alignable if any of the, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners. If you're not familiar, Alignable is a great it's a great networking platform to get on. Alignable. Okay. I'll send you a link.
Appreciate it. So one thing, we're going to get to you, Barbecue Man. One thing I heard and kind of I've been hearing throughout everybody talking is like COVID, the pandemic. And I saw you on an interview on IG when you were talking about food costs and things going up and things of that nature. So I was hoping you kind of speak to just maybe some things you learned during the pandemic and as a business owner, that maybe you had to pivot and some of the things that you can kind of advice you could give to our listeners about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, right? And here's one thing I tell anybody who dive into entrepreneurship. The one constant you got in entrepreneurship and business is change. Mm-hmm. Change is always constant, like just like seasons. I talk about this in my course, actually, my barbecue course, when I talk about mindset. Just like you got winter, you got the spring, you got the summer, you got the fall. In your business, you got seasons.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And just because you're in the winter, you don't put away your summer clothes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Right, yeah. Because you know summer gonna come back around, yeah. And just because you get to the spring don't mean you get rid of your winter coat, because you know eventually winter gonna come around. And so there's a time in business where you might have plenty, but then there might be a time where you might be in the gutter all over again, and you gotta rebuild it.
Yeah.
And so if you prepare for opportunity, when opportunities show up, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah.
Because if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's better to be prepared for opportunity and not have one than to have opportunity and not be prepared.
Exactly.
And so everything you do in the dark or in your down season prepares you for when you get an up season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like Big told Jay, if you treat your first like your last, then your last like
talk
your first.
Talk to me.
Huh?
Talk to me.
Then you'll never.
I know that's right.
You always stay hungry.
Yeah.
Like people like, why you look, you done did this and you did that and you came up. Why you still out here grinding so hard?
Still hungry.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because I still got to eat.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the story of the lion and the gazelle. Hmm. Right? The slowest lion got to get up and outrun the slowest gazelle.
Yeah.
Right? Or he going to starve to death.
Yeah.
And then the gazelle got to outrun the fastest lion or he going to get eaten.
Yeah.
Both of them got to get up in the morning. They got to get running. Right? And so what you do in the morning determines how your day goes. Mm. Because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah.
Right? And so let me say that again. How you do anything is how you do everything. They hated me when I played football as a kid. I didn't have a practice speed.
Right? Running back?
Yeah, running back, linebacker. I was on D-line. Okay. Don't matter. Wherever they needed me to play. But okay. I had one speed, and it was always game speed.
Yeah. So there's no in-between. I can understand and respect that.
Yeah. How you going to practice? It's like how you play, like how you do anything
halfway,
is how you do everything.
Exactly.
Right? And success loves speed. So during the pandemic, one of the key things for me is immediately when D.C. shut down, because I was going to D.C. 2-3 times a week, I was comfortable. I was going into government businesses. I feed about 100 people with some barbecue, and I just take off until it was time for a festival. When the pandemic hit, I immediately took a shift, right? Went back to my street game. Had a building. My man owned the building. I was like, yo, let me get that building from you. He's like, you want? He said, I'll let you sit in there for a couple of months, and then we'll work out the details. Back. I had a database, right? I had built Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, the platform. I had emails. I immediately, boom, start blasting. Hey, I'm set up here. People start coming. Got with my man who run all the Facebook marketing, ran the ads, set up all my robots and all that. Boom, I start blasting it out. I ended up doing probably, I probably did double during the pandemic than what I had did the previous year.
It was good to
you. Right? Because everything was shut down, but I still functioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 days a week.
Oh, wow.
3 days a week. I was fine. All the events got shut down. I was like, yo, come to me. I'm here.
Yeah.
And what I did was, right, when you had this medium, everybody was on this medium on a daily. Right? So I start doubling up on what I was doing. Monday, I might give them a little motivational word. Tuesday, I might say, come cook with me for 30 minutes. Here's what I'm going to cook. Here go the ingredients. You go get the ingredients, and we're going to cook live together. I was putting together a meal in 30 minutes. Right? What I had to do was, a lot of people get in business, they don't understand that you got to always keep your business
innovative.
Not just innovative, but you got to stay on the top of mind.
Yeah.
They said, well, when you going to stop marketing? When McDonald's stop marketing? Right? Right? McDonald's ain't going to stop marketing. And
true.
So what you got to learn how to do, why this is good, and why you want to be on as many of these type platforms, because you want to buy mental real estate. Right? You want to be at the top of people's mind. Yeah. And so that's what I did. I'm teaching you. You listen, take
mental
notes.
Mental real estate.
Right? Note takers are money makers. Let me say that again. Note takers are 100%, money makers. 100%. Right? And so what I had to do was I had to constantly be in front of people. So when I was out there barbecuing, I was cleaning the ribs. Guess what I was doing? I was going live. Right? When I was bringing the ribs out, I was going live. Right? And so people might not have been thinking about it when I was cooking it, But then when they saw it, they might have been thinking about it. Yeah. Then when I was cutting it up and customers coming out, they saw other people eating it and they was thinking about it. And so what I was doing, I was constantly being in front. I was constantly popping up on them. Mm. And everybody wasn't doing this last year. Yeah. Right? And so this is what was innovating. And so I was pushing it out.
Yeah.
And so I became my pivot became, I was gonna double down on marketing. Mm. When everybody else was taking it out, I was going to double down. I had $1,000 a month budget. Boom. I was like, let's go. Mm. Put it towards, you know, Facebook ads, Instagram, boom. And so everybody around here saw me with a picture of a sandwich in their face that pop up on their Instagram or their Facebook feed. That was bullshit. Me with the smiling sandwich. Yeah. That popped
before
up.
I knew you, which we're going to get into, was a mayor, I saw you as a barbecue man. And I saw you so much, it made me think, like, did I know this dude? Did I go to school with him? Like, he looked familiar, you know what I mean? And I don't know if that's what's true or it's just I saw you so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was popping up. Like, when I was building, like, people don't understand, right? Everybody see your shine, but they don't know your grind.
Okay. Exactly.
And then the process is so much important than the destination.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's who I become and the knowledge I picked up on the process. Right? When I was going to, in 2009, 10, when I was going around to every barbershop and every beauty salon, I was learning who my niche market was.
Mm.
I was learning who my customer was. I was learning who was going to spend money. I was learning what they like and what they was willing to pay for my product and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I popped up at every barbershop that would let me come in every beauty salon.
Right.
Then I understood why Steve Harvey and Oprah market who they market to. Hmm. Right, they market to the women, right? Because the women
spend that money.
They were spending that money.
Right.
Right. Women was like, yo, you got hot food outside. Wait, you got a whole grill outside you pulling? Yo, let me take two home to the kids, husband. Mm-hmm. Yo, I ain't gotta cook tonight.
Yeah, right.
Guys, they was eating in the shop and then they go home and eat again. They ain't kidding, right?
Right. Right.
So yo, but I wouldn't have learned that if I wasn't out there grinding
that's
every
real.
Day.
That's good data on your...
Yeah, it was good data. And I was picking up what they was putting down.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody don't pick up what people putting down. Yeah. Success leaves clues. Yeah. And you got to always look for the clues along the way.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's how I kind of built that. And so my reputation came because I showed up on a certain... It was times where I would show up in shopping centers and they have management outside waiting because they knew it was a certain day I was showing. And I'd be like, nah, I'm delivering. I ain't out here selling. And I had to go around to the back. Cool, no problem. I go around to the back, right?
Okay.
And they started waiting on me when I would show up.
Wow.
Then I figured out, I learned the side of the game that most people don't learn. I learned festivals and fairs.
Okay.
You know, I started picking up a lot of the corporate catering gigs and stuff like that. You know, even last week I did Amazon, 400 people in a day.
Wow.
You know, out there just cooking it. And this is all about relationship building.
Yeah.
So you'll learn in a pandemic how big relationships is, how to always be willing to adapt. The only constant we got in life is change.
Yes.
Right? So don't ever get comfortable.
Right.
You got to get in a position where you only grow when you're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And don't look at being in a dark place as a bad place. Things get developed in dark places.
Yeah.
Things begin to germinate and grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they thought they buried you, they ain't recognize you as a seed.
Mm-hmm.
And a seed got to go into a dark place in order to come back up and grow because it's always stretching for the light.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's real.
And that light is knowledge. The more you continue to stretch for knowledge, the more you continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always forever a student.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my biggest advantages, let me give y'all one of my biggest hacks. I pay to be a part of masterminds and to be in circles
just
of people
talk about
who,
that
who are smarter than me. Mastermind.
Yeah.
I, you know, whole family ain't lit. But I've spent over six figures being a part of masterminds in the last. Let me tell you why. You know, because I wouldn't have made.
I need to be a part of some of the rooms.
Right, because not only the people who's the masterminds, but the other people. Because if somebody else is paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 sitting around the table, I need to know all the people that's in this room.
Mm. Right.
That's how I got on that other thing I showed you earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was in the right room. Because
right.
Now, when you pay a premium, you can expect to charge a premium. Can I say that again?
Mm. Yes, you can.
When you pay premium, then you expect to charge a premium.
Mm.
Right? But if you don't have a mindset and a mentality that you're a premium buyer, then you can't be a premium seller.
That's real.
That's a whole other lesson.
That's a lot of gems. A lot of that you brought. Do you do poetry as well on the side or something, man? You got a way of words. But a lot of great gems and a lot of great information, not only for just business owners, people in general. You know what I mean? Everything. Hey, your grind, your shine. When they think about your shine, they don't think about the grind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and because people just see you shining, but they don't know your backstory. They don't know what you. They just come up to you.
Mm-hmm. Right? They think it's automatic.
And most of the time, they ask the wrong question. They'll come up and say, "Oh, how can I get a grill like that?" Well, if I tell you the grill is $8,000, you don't know what to do with the grill. You don't know how to start the grill. You don't know how to make no money. You asking the wrong questions.
Right.
Right. And so the questions they ask determine the lessons that they get.
Yeah.
Right. That's and real. So it's very important. One of the things. You know, I know now I'm in my season, my responsibility. I'm getting more into mentorship, mm-hmm. right? And if anybody out there watching interested in mentorship, they DM me mentorship.
Yeah.
They can apply to be in my mentorship program. Mm. But I'm in that season now where I want to help create 1,000 more people that's wealthy in this sphere,
mm.
right? Because I've gained knowledge, right? Right. Now, it's not for the curious. It's only for the serious. I got to get poetic. Oh, yeah. You like
to be poetic. Hey, right? A game not to be told is to be sold.
Yeah, so it's not for the curious. It's for the serious. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you
and
on
when
that.
You pay attention. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
This is something we talked about last week.
Oh,
how,
word?
Yeah, you should pay me for my knowledge. Why should I give it away for free?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with that.
Miss CeCe, so... See, your company is See Me Nails LLC. Can you kind of talk about some of the services that you offer at your nail salon?
Yes, I offer pretty much upscale manicures, pedicures. I offer nail extensions.
Okay.
I also am now offering lash extensions, and
okay.
I'm offering microblading and microshading services. So while the pandemic was, you know, going on, I took that time to extend my business and got into microblading and microshading.
Could we get into that? So what is that?
Okay. Microblading is the eyebrows, defining the eyebrows with hair-like strokes using a blade. And micro shading is shading in the eyebrows, defining
okay.
a ombre look, so a more defined finish look
okay.
to the eyebrows.
So is that color? Do you offer color on there, or?
She asking for a friend.
I mean, I don't offer color, but I do offer the basic colors, which
okay.
is brown and black.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You're doing too much with this shit, man. That shit sound painful as a motherfucker.
Hey, let's talk.
Okay.
Does it hurt? Let's talk about this.
It's pretty much, I'm doing it with a tattoo gun. Well, something
Ooh.
Like a tattoo gun.
Okay.
I have to numb you up with numbing cream.
Okay.
And
see, I was about to make an appointment.
I mean, you can, girl.
No, girl, you know I will.
Girl, as many tattoos you got, I know you can take it. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's something that I never knew about. So as far as like, so you talked about a different service. So acrylic, the gels, like what is the difference? A lot of it looks good. Some of it looks a little wild, but most of it is not yet.
And what's the price? Because I done spent a lot of money. I think some of y'all done got me. So what you charge? Because I'm like, yo, you should go see Shorty. Like,
you got your eyebrows done?
No, I'm talking about, like, come on. I'm talking about paying for like one of my little shirts.
But see, that's the thing. Are you paying for quality? What are you doing?
You
trying
question.
To get you trying to get scalped?
Are you paying
like,
a premium or you did?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Exactly.
That's a good point. We just talked about that.
Exactly. But if you go to some of these nail salons, yeah, they're really good. I'm not knocking anybody, but a lot of these nail salons, they're not up to date on the trends that's going on.
Okay.
They're not up to date on the products, the right products that should be used these days,
okay.
you know. You go into some of these salons and they're not as cleanly,
yeah.
you know. Mm. They're by walk-in, there's several people waiting before you. But with my business, I decided to do something that's a little bit more intimate, so I will always be by appointment only. When
okay.
you come into my salon, it'll only just be you and I,
okay.
you know.
Oh.
And I chose to do that for a more sterile environment
okay.
also.
Yeah. That allows everybody to know that they're safe.
People are more comfortable with coming to you because when COVID hit, I was like, yeah, I'm good on my nails. But then I found out that you had a suite, and I was like, oh, yeah. So I can start going back and getting my nails done because I don't have to worry about, you know, other women sitting around me coughing, and I got to look at them crazy, you know, like, why are you here? So, yeah, I like it. It's very intimate. It's very common. So, I really enjoy coming to see you.
No, thank you.
I done missed two appointments. I'm coming, though, girl. I promise.
Come on. I'm trying to tell you. Come see me. Come see me.
Yeah. But while we're on, Christine, y'all, let me tell y'all. I got to throw it back. So, this is my homegirl. Okay. Let me tell y'all about how, like, when she first got started, she has come such a long way, yo.
I have.
Like,
we got to start somewhere.
Yes. And she started off with, like, calling me, like, hey, girl, you want your nails done? I'm like, okay. So she comes to my house, and, like, we doing the nails. Y'all, it took so long to get my nails done. I was asleep, and she was still doing my nails. I was like, yo, we ain't even finished. She had just started working at a salon, and I had to go down to the salon to get my nails finished the next day. But she made sure that I didn't have to pay anything. She rolled out the carpet whenever I got there. She made sure everything was good to go. So, yeah, but she came a long way. And that was like, what, 3 years ago?
3.5 years ago.
Yeah, she went back to school. She really educated herself. So I'm super proud of her.
I got a question from IG I got to ask.
Okay.
It say, do white people get that done too? One of my white people, they want to know.
Yes, we don't discriminate.
I know that's
right. At least I don't discriminate.
Give her a call, huh?
I do all of that. When I say I have some images, y'all can check out on my IG. Like I said, if you follow me at See Me Nails. At C_me_nails_LLC, I do some really good work, and I do pride myself because, like I said, you have to stay on top of the latest trends. You know, who wants anything from back in the 90s? We don't want that airbrush. I mean, we don't want none of that. We want some bling.
They get the tattooed eyebrows.
Yes,
and the
lashes, all of that. We have all of that.
Do you still travel?
I'm not doing as much travel as I used to. I am kind of slowly getting back into it, but I really am not that comfortable.
So for the right fee?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Okay. Money talks all for right. sure.
I know that.
I don't still go to the barbershops and beauty salons. I'm sorry. I can't.
You got a mobile barber.
You got to come to my spot now. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I tell all my barbers, you know what I'm saying? That convenience, those grind days, I've grown now.
I can fix that for you.
Well, yeah, one thing I've heard women complain about nail salons is that, one, they don't treat you how you should be treated. They don't probably respect your appointments. Like, you may have a 3:30 and they know, and you work with them for a while, but you ain't getting there till 3:45, 3:50. And then, like, so seeing, and we don't see a lot of sisters. That's a billion-dollar industry.
It's language barrier. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
It's the language barrier. You can't really communicate to someone efficiently if they're not understanding you or if you can't understand them.
100%.
Because they talking to somebody else, and they like,
I'm a dog. Right.
Yes,
you don't know if they laughing at you.
I wasn't going to go
you
there.
You don't know if they talk about you. Or...
They like hurt these things.
Yes.
Exactly.
Go back and get me some sandpaper.
Yeah. I mean, I have worked
and
with...
And the chainsaws, too.
Yeah, I know, they probably talked about me or something while I was in there getting the pedicure.
Trust me, they do, but... It's a lot of the language barrier.
Okay.
So if you can't really understand someone, you want to feel, but they say in full set, you say in blue, but you telling them green. I mean, it's not gonna work.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Barbecue Man, also we gonna get to a little bit. So you also you're a mayor. You know what I mean? Shout out to that. You're the mayor of Dumfries.
And I know I'd be downplaying it, right? I'd be downplaying
it. Yeah, like, I mean, like, hey, mayor. Like,
yeah, man, cut it out, man. Because there's going to be somebody who want to aspire to be in politics. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to be a treasury.
So I've been following you a lot, especially with the town, things that have been going on in the Dumfries area.
Historic.
With the gaming emporium coming.
Plus million to a 1.5 square mile.
Yeah. I actually live in Dumfries, and I'm excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So can you kind of just talk about, and briefly, however much or little that you feel, just you being a mayor, a black mayor, shout out to that, and right down the street from here, which is in, you know, not too far from where we at right now.
Hey, history first mayor on Conversation on the Rocks right
now. Shout it out, man. Hey, salute, man.
I need a shot.
Yeah.
Who did that, though?
Shout out to Flo.
Hey, okay.
Hey, shout out to Flo. And I will say, at the beginning of the season, we were just like big wish list. And they had asked me, they was like, so if anybody, who you want to have on the show? One person I was like, you know what I'm saying? The mayor, don't you? I'll just do it out there. I ain't know how, you know what I'm saying? And so the scene that you hear today, man, it's a beautiful thing.
can I shout out Sean Pete?
Sean Pete, yes, sir.
Big shout out to you, Sean Pete. I really appreciate you. About 3-4 months ago when I was first organizing this event, because I knew back then I wanted somebody from the town council to come, you know, and speak to to my crowd of our community. And he hit me this morning with the Mr. Mayor's number and plenty other numbers to contact. So shout out Sean Pete. I really, really appreciate you.
Yes. Shout out to Sean Pete, man. Yes.
So politics, let me tell you how I got in there. Because I ain't wanted to get in. I was probably like most people. I don't know if most people, but I hated politics. I ain't want no part of it. I didn't even watch it on TV, like CNN. It's not my thing. I'm more of a positive thing, and that's all that bickering and all that fighting and all that stuff going on. But what happened was I had a problem right around 2012. I got kicked off the side of the road from barbecuing. Right? Y'all getting that static too? Yeah, I got kicked off the side of the road from barbecue. And so when I got kicked off, they sent me this cease and desist notice. Right? And that was the powers that be. So what I ended up doing was I went to my first ever local meeting.
Okay.
Now, understand what I'm saying. There are different levels to politics.
Okay.
There's your federal level, there's your state level, and there's your local level.
Right.
I didn't know this, and probably somebody watching don't even know
exactly.
This. Right? You got federal level, state level, and then you got local level. Mm. Local level, that's the, that's the local level is where we, where you get your real estate tax.
Okay.
We the ones who
property
decide.
Tax and stuff like
that. We the ones who decide what potholes get filled.
Okay.
Where your street lights go.
Okay.
We determine what major businesses or things come to your community. All that happens on a local level. Most of the time, the big media and the news, they don't glamorize the local level.
Right.
Right? Because it don't impact federal, which the federal government is your biggest employer in the world.
Right.
Federal government got all of that money because we all pay federal taxes. Ain't that right, CPA?
Yeah.
Right? And so everybody is clamoring for the federal tax dollar, right? And so a lot of the regulation, the regulatory authorities from the Food and Drug Administration, all of those happen on the federal level, right? So you don't want to, you know, if you want to get involved. But the other thing that happens on that federal level is there's a lot of partisan politics, Republican, Democrats, they all fight.
Right.
On the local level, there's a little bit, but it's not as much because don't nobody care on the local level.
Okay.
On the local level, all you care is, are the potholes getting filled?
Right.
Did the snow get removed when it snowed?
Yeah.
Right.
Did my trash get picked up?
Right.
Yeah, what is my property? Yeah, right. That's all you care about, and that happens on the local level.
Right.
All right, so that's a quick lesson on politics, right? But the biggest thing for me, why I end up, when I got kicked off the side of the road, it was my first time ever going into a local political meeting. Never been there, never part. I had to go all the way back to high school, and I forgot I participate in the student government body because I wanted to. I just realized this not too long ago because I wanted to get out of class, so I was like a secretary or something. I don't even know. But I was on, on like the student government. I don't remember exactly what I was. But I remember leaving class to go to these meetings in the big auditorium.
Yeah.
You know, I was just, but I won't never really serious in any type of government agency.
Yeah.
You know, but so now me going to the local meeting, I stood up before the council and told them, look, y'all kicked me off the side of the road, but y'all ain't got no laws that say I can't do this, and y'all don't have no laws that say I can't do this. So to me, it don't make sense, right? It's archaic. Y'all got some things that need to be changed. And then as I began to watch, people came to me. They was like, yo, you got some fresh ideas. Why don't you run? I was like, run for what? They was like, run for council. I said, council? What the hell does council do?
Yeah.
And I had no clue. So then some people put me up. They was like, yo, do this, do that. Right, they did it. I went, got in some debate, started spitting out all these ideas. I do leadership and business. Like, I've been a student of business. Let me tell you, I started my first, we'll take you all the way back. I started my first business in fifth grade. Right, I had the candy. So I lived in a 16-story high-rise, downtown Silver Spring,
Maryland. Some candy.
Yeah, Park Montgomery. But wait, I started because the soda machine in the basement broke, and I got all the sodas out. That was my laundry bag. Shout out to the broken soda machine next to the laundry bag.
Ingenuity.
I took the sodas to school.
Saw opportunity.
Yeah. Some people saw it was broken. I saw opportunity.
Right.
You got to recognize in every crisis, there's not only danger, but there's opportunity. Right. So you got to find opportunity in every crisis, right? And so I took the opportunity. I took my Rambo book bag to school. I had the Rambo duffel bag. Rambo was big. This was about 84, 85. I'm starting to date myself a little bit. I had the Rambo book bag. Took that joint to school. So the teacher saw me. She snitched because it wasn't real. I got back to class. The principal had my damn Rambo book bag. Called my mom. My mom just laughed. But at this time, I done made enough money. I re-up. I had the candy store because we was in the basement. Everybody used to come see me. I was a candy man. Took my little chain. I used to flip my money, have my aunt. Then by the time I got to middle school, I delivered newspapers.
Okay.
Anyway, I had an entrepreneur. I've been hustling ever since.
It was in you.
Ever since, yeah. Pops hustled, all that family. So, you know what I'm saying? I had a hustler spirit.
Absolutely.
You know, I had a different swag. So when I got up in there, people saw I had fresh ideas because I didn't come up in the political system.
Mm.
Right? I didn't want to be in politics, but I had some ideas.
Right.
And so I had some folks that won. So I lost that first election. Right, then I got back on a special election. Yeah, I lost the first time I ran.
Hmm.
But I got in on the second time, and it was a write-in candidate, November 2012, Obama. Right, I wasn't even on the ballot because I didn't even really, like, I just did it because people was like, oh, you ought to do it. But then, you know, as I kind of got in, it was like, it was a mentality that I had to become the solution.
Right. Yeah.
Right, not only to my problem, but I had a community that needed representation at the table.
Yeah.
Right? And when I got in, it was like I started to see that there was other tables that they could get in on a lower level, like planning commissions. There was boards and commissions. There were other things. And I would tell people, yo, I need you to send me your resume. Let me get you in on this position.
Hmm.
Right? And then I understood Harriet Tubman. Harriet said I freed over 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more, except they didn't know they were slaves. Mm. I started going into the community and was like, yo, y'all ever seen The Wizard of Oz? This is what I tell the kids when I go into the schools. I said, I'm the wizard now. I'm behind the curtain. I'm the one that's like directing the vision.
Hmm.
And all I had at the time, I didn't even understand politics, but I had one vision for Dumfries. And we living it today. I was going to make Dumfries a destination place that people from all over D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, they weren't going to drive through, but they're going to drive to Dumfries.
So that's a good segue. Let's get to that because
we're
going right to it. Like I was excited on them YouTube. Like, I didn't go to the meetings themselves, but I was on YouTube like, hell yeah, man. And everybody showed up with their red shirts because to me, it's like, of course, so I own property in Dumfries, right? So that's one thing, property value and everything. But just having something more to the Dumfries, and that's that place down south, down in Route 1, you know what I mean? And not only just the gaming emporium, but the parks, the other 80-plus acres that's coming there. And then the businesses that'll come after that because they want to be around that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So can you kind of speak to that?
That deal, so when I became mayor in 2018, right? And at the time, in my if you go up and look at my YouTube video, my inaugural speech, like I did it, but I wanted to make Dumfries respectful. Mm-hmm. I got up there and said, I'm going to now build the relationships that Dumfries didn't have. Yes. I'm going to build relationships on the state level. I'm going to build relationships on the federal level. And I'm going to build relationships on the local level that's going to get us to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I built the bridges that Dumfries didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And what that came was, when people heard that I was open for business, I started getting phone calls and started. Rosie's was one of the first ones that came.
Yeah.
They said, are you interested in having a gaming emporium? I was like, eh. They said, what do you need? I said, I need a convention center. They looked at me and was like, you need a convention center? I said, yeah. I want to bring Frankie Beverly and Maze to Dumfries.
Yes.
Y'all hear what I said? I told her, I said, I want to bring I need a place to have car shows, concerts.
All that.
Yeah. Oh, this is my vision. Yeah. Like, my vision was bigger for what Dumfries can hold.
Right.
But I said, this is what I said, I don't want no gaming emporium. Mm. But I said, if we're going to have that, this is what I need. Yeah. Mm. Now, Rosie's got four or five other locations. Mm-hmm. Just want to segue. Mm-hmm. But this is the only one that's getting everything that you're about to see. The park, the gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they was like, well, where would we do that at? I said, I think if y'all can buy that place right there on the hill, y'all can do it there.
That's what's up.
They say, well, we need a jump start. So they opened up a smaller one down.
Point of concept. Proof of concept.
Proof of concept. Yeah. Right? But not only proof of concept, there was some other political stuff that had to happen with some relationships down in Richmond that I had to break off to make it happen. Mm-hmm. You know, fast forward. Now what you're seeing, right, what we're getting in Rosie's now is you're getting 300 hotel rooms, bigger than the MGM. Can I say that? Can I brag a little bit?
So you're gonna get a talk about it.
You're gonna get a 4 or 5 star style hotel. You're gonna get about 7 to 9 restaurants inside this spot.
Mm.
Okay. One of them is gonna be a sports bar. Another one gonna be a fine dining institute.
Okay. And Dumfries.
You get in Dumfries. You're gonna get a 1500 seat style theater where we can bring little concert stuff. In Dumfries. Yeah. Can I talk about that? In Dumfries.
Frankie Beverly made.
I'm working on it. Frankie, hold on, Frankie. Hold on for me, Frankie. You ain't got to say. Just come hold the mic and wear your white cap and say, "You make me happy." Put me on the stage with Frankie.
Yes, sir.
But we go
putting things out into the put them out in the future.
You moving in? Come on, yo. But and then the big thing, like you said, the park, 80 acres that they're gonna develop in Dumfries.
Yeah.
And right now we're in the phase where we're getting feedback from the community on what they want to see.
Yeah.
Now that pickleball community is pretty deep because they done sent
crazy, right?
They done sent about 1,000 emails saying they want to see pickleball. So like you can go to Rosie's Gaming Emporium and put up there what y'all want to see. I told them, you know, I want to see a bunch. I want to see a sports complex. I want to see the football fields up there for the kids, the soccer fields, those type of things. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Hopefully that bring a team for real. We need one out here for real.
You know, that's big, we can do something like that.
Crazy. Hey, shout out to Ink. Shout out to Ink. You know what I'm saying? The IG say he's going to be the first DJ to DJ at Rose. Shout out to C Parker Mobile Services. You know what I'm saying? The IG chat as well. But yeah, that's big, man. And it's crazy that you had that vision and now kind of we're here. You know what I mean? In the
state. And it came from, I didn't know nothing about politics, but that just lends to anybody in business, anybody with a vision, right? And the whole reason I decided to jump into politics was because I lived in Dumfries. I had a spot in Dumfries. Mm. They were developing at the time. I got to take y'all back 10 years, 2012. That Wegmans was getting built. All of them shops that's around Wegmans wasn't quite there yet.
Right.
But they were coming, right? Yeah. Stafford was developing. Dumfries was getting passed over.
Yeah.
Right. To me, as a business guy, I saw potential.
Hmm. Right.
My motto was like, yo, we got all this potential right here.
Right.
Everybody's developing all around us. But this spot right here in the middle, we were economically depressed. Like, the median income was $20,000 less than Dumfries than it was in the county.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, there's what is y'all doing?
Yeah.
Developers would literally come to me and say, oh, yeah, you need more housing. I would say, what? It's money here.
Yeah.
I used to take them in my car and drive them around Dumfries Triangle, all of that, and show them personally. Like, I'm one of the most proactive cats out there. Like, I'm going to people like, yo, I'm going to Sonic. I'm going to companies like Zaxby's. I'm going to hardware stores like Ace, saying, look, I have a place for you in Dumfries.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Sonic. My people's coming. I know about that one.
I'm working. I'm telling you, I'm working.
Yeah.
Watch me work.
I mean, but how does that feel for Dumfries was dying. So I lived out there briefly, and I moved. So Dumfries was dying. But how does it feel that you're reviving your town? Like, I mean, it has to feel like a major, you know, push for you because
people are responding. At first, whenever you guys were talking about the Emporium, there were so many people against it. Mm-hmm. They didn't want it. They're like, oh, thugs and drugs, you know. Yeah. But now that it's here and it's been sustained for at least a year, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely. It opened up in February, a little late. Produced some great revenue. Mm-hmm. And it takes a great team. Like, nothing like this can be done by my... Like, I tell folks, if you're the smartest one in your circle, you're not in the circle, you're in a cage, right? And so I had to surround myself with people who were a lot smarter than me and knew a lot more about a lot of these things. And it took building a great team. You know, I got a great council that sits up there on that dais with me each and every week, because I can't do that without a majority of the votes, right? So I needed other people to come in and really believe in the vision. And then we need to get a staff in there that will do the work, because we're not in there doing it. We got professionals who are trained to do planning and community development. We got professionals who are planned to deal with all of these plans. I don't know none of that. Mm-hmm. All I am is a chief visionary. Mm-hmm. They called me. My biggest critique from my predecessor, mayor, was that I was this big idea guy. That was the biggest critique they had of me. They was like, you got a bunch of ideas. But it's my ideas, right? The most powerful thing in the world is an idea, right? And you got to have a lot of ideas, right? Yeah. And one of my biggest gifts is I can dream. I'm like Joseph. I'm a dreamer, right? You know, imagine all the people living.
So what's next for you?
Today. What's next? I know. See, everybody always asks that. You know, I'm staying right here as mayor, right? Because I got some other projects. I tell you what else I see for Dumfries. And I tell you, I give y'all exclusive, because I ain't really talked about this. But Dumfries, if y'all know the history of Dumfries, Dumfries was built on a port, Quantico Creek.
The oldest town in Virginia.
The oldest continuously charted town. I would love to see the water, Quantico Creek, dredged, right? And we become a waterfront premier property that rivals National Harbor. Can I talk about that?
I'm a water scientist. I would love that.
So we have 150 acres that's kind of like swamp land, that's kind of maybe 50 acres of buildable right now. There's one family that kind of own it right now. And if we can kind of figure out, come to a consensus on that property, I can get maybe some federal or some state money to dredge it so ships can come back in there again. You will re-see the port of Dumfries. So my next big vision, to see us have the port of Dumfries, right? So it's going to complement what we have on that old hill, that old dump, and then you have waterfront property. Where I'm just telling you, you go out on ships, you can catch a boat up to the MGM, or you can catch a boat up to Alexandria. Yeah.
Let's do that, man. Whatever we got to do to help that vision come into fruition, like, let us know. Yeah.
But
the
one question I would have on that is, what does that do to the lower income people that would be living in that area?
So that's a great question. What are the biggest things I'm trying to do for them? One is I'm pushing entrepreneurship initiatives. Two, I'm bringing in a massive amount of jobs, right? One of the things with this Rosie's project is they're bringing in livable wages. One, they're starting their minimum wage at $15 an hour, right? And then two, they're bringing 600 jobs for people local.
Yeah.
Now they don't have to drive up to D.C. They don't need busing, but we're bringing. So you gotta create jobs and income opportunities for those people. And then two, you gotta be able to provide educational opportunities. The biggest thing that I'm hearing from a lot of my workforce is that they don't have people trained and skilled to get in these jobs. Mm-hmm. I have two Fortune 5,000 IT companies that's headquarters in the town of Dumfries who are coming to me saying, Mayor, I had these IT jobs. I got these training. We'll train people. But we don't have people that's trying to apply for these jobs.
Wow.
And so the biggest thing I got to do now is I got to start these education. I got to create these events. I got to find these event planners that can put these job fairs together.
You
right.
You ain't got to find nobody. I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah.
Disregard that.
Right. So we got to do these job fairs. And I'm going to be doing some. We're going to have some. Right, I've got in January. I'm gonna be putting out some masterminds where I'm gonna be teaching multiple streams of income. We're gonna teach people about real estate. We're gonna teach people about building business credit. We're gonna teach, because that's the biggest part that why businesses fail. They don't have access to funding, right? So if I can teach, I got a book actually. If you go to Amazon, Building Business Credit by Derek R. Wood. Yeah, so it's a book I got out there that tells you stuff that you won't learn in school. right? Teach you how to build the foundation of your business. And when I learned it, I got a lot of people don't know, I got a master's degree in business. Yes. I got an MBA, yes, right? Yes. I don't talk about all my degrees and my accolades, right? Yeah, but you say talk that. Yeah, I got a degree. I got 3 degrees, you know what I'm saying? And an honorary doctorate degree. Can I talk my talk?
So education is power, man.
You know, but all that time in school, nobody taught us about business credit, what to do with your EIN versus your SIN, and how to do all of that. And so for me in the community, the next thing you got to do, I don't want to give them handout. I want to give them a handout, right? Because if you give a man a fish, you learn he only eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, whenever he want to go out and eat, all he got to do is cast that worm and that rod out there. He can get as much fish as he want. And so I'm at the mindset now I want to teach my community, right? Those ones that, because if you give them something, it's not theirs. But if they learn it, they discover it for themselves, it's theirs whenever they want it. And so that's my goal now, is to really get out there and teach. I got a podcast called Spotlight Dumfries, where I'm spotlighting all the things that make Dumfries a place that people don't just drive through, but a place that people drive to. Right, so don't drive through Dumfries, drive to Dumfries. Yeah. So that's me spotlight. So as much as I can be an ambassador, I'm not from Dumfries, but now Dumfries is me, right? 100%. So I'm a chief ambassador. So when people see me, I'm embodying everything that I want the town of Dumfries to be and everything that people see. My business is right in the middle of Dumfries. Right. People come to the middle of town, they say, oh, I'm going to the mayor's barbecue spot. Yes. Right, and that's just the pride and the ownership I'm taking in that community. I had a mayor's ball that I do. It's a scholarship ball. I got the Derek Wood Foundation, which is my foundation. I give out scholarships. I'm doing entrepreneur training. But I also give out awards to citizens in the community, everyday citizen, because it's not about me, right? The biggest thing is for me to give back to the community, right? Because all I am is the chief servant, right? Martin Luther King said, everybody can be great. You ain't got to be able to congregate your verbs and verbs and your adjectives. You ain't got to be able to talk proper, because I sure can't. But he said, if you want to be great, you just got to be able to serve. And I got a gift. One of the things I do is I connect people and I find the right people. And one of my gifts is teaching and educating and uplifting. And so I just want to uplift the community. I want to continue to give back to the community. And that's kind of like the biggest thing that I want to do to make the community. I want to leave a mark that just can't be erased. At the end of the day, I think it should be, like Michael Jordan got a statue in front of United Center. Okay. You know, the way I'm trying to create in Dumfries. That's what I say.
You're on the way, man. On the way. Yeah. You're a shining example of like what to be and how to live a life and how to just go get it. So. Appreciate you, and before we
Derek Woods on the next poetry open mic, Bow Production presents.
There you go.
Stay tuned.
There you go. Snapping them fingers and shit. You got them words and shit. So before we get out of here, man, we got a few more minutes. We're gonna go through the round of guests. Miss Flo, tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, and shout out the event that you got coming up again on the 27th.
All right, thank you. You can find me on Instagram, BOW_Productions with a Z. You can find me on Facebook, Florence, FLORENCE, Chevalier, CHEVALIER. And the event is November 27th, Saturday. Nova's First National Small Business Saturday Conference and Celebration.
What's the time frame again?
2-7 Woodbridge. You get the exact location upon purchase of your regular admission ticket, your vendor fee, or if you're a speaker.
Okay. And you also do the tax accounting thing. What are some of the services that you offer for everybody?
This year, next year will probably be the same. I file business taxes, personal taxes. I backfile for you.
Okay.
Simple tax.
Well, shout out at her for anything poetry, anything event planning, and also. If you need to get your taxes done,
yes. Shout out. Thank you.
Girl.
And Miss Cece, how can everybody get in contact with you and get their nails done?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at C_me_nails_LLC.
Okay.
Or you can just find me. can find me in Fredericksburg, Central Park, Virginia.
Yes. Okay, and that's where the nail salon is located,
yes,
right?
That's yes, where my salon is located.
But okay. And Mr. Barbecue, man, last but not least.
Yo, text me 571-998-1388.
Oh, right now.
Podcast. Oh, mm-hmm. If you saw me on the podcast.
Okay.
Yep, 571-998-1388. If you saw me on the podcast, text the word podcast. I'm going to text you back, big homie, so you yeah, know it's me out there. But get at me. I'm on Instagram at MyBBQMan. Or you can find me at Mayor D.R. Wood if you want to keep up with what's going on yes, in the politics. Yes. That's Mayor D.R. Wood. I'm definitely going to need y'all support next year. Yes. I'm going to be up for re-election November.
Yep. So you're getting okay, re-elected.
Yes.
We're going to get that done.
Yes. We're all going to be at
that's in the bag, man. Whatever event we got to put together, whatever yeah, we got to do, let's get that so in the bag.
So we got things to do.
And before
Mr.
we get
Mayor,
out.
Before we go, my bad. I didn't mean to cut
you off.
You
good.
Me and Ice, we've been talking. We need our own day out here, like a conversation on the rocks day or like a Las Vegas day right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just added on test to. I mean, I guess we can get a little test time and all that. But like a day, like what do we gotta do to get that? Cause like for real, like, they got donut day, brother and sister day, drink water day. We need a conversation on the rocks day, and I'm gonna run it by you. Like okay, conversation on the rocks. All day we gonna miss out on work only in Prince William County. And we gonna have conversations and we just gonna drink. We gonna have mimosas, get brunch, all that good stuff like that, and just vibe out, man. Like you think we can do that?
I think my people will vote for it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about a vote.
That's why
I'm
gonna talk to you okay, after.
Y'all come
all
on down.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things, and I give an exclusive here, I'm opening up a studio down at Dumfries Dynasty for events.
Okay. Okay. Book me first.
Yeah, yes. Studio Dynasty where okay, people can do baby showers. They can do
candle classes.
They can do the pop-up shops. They can do the poetry events. They can do the brunches and all that other good okay, stuff down there.
Contact Florence Chevalier. I'll get you to him. Yeah.
That's big. It's called Dynasty.
Yeah, so Studio Dynasty.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'd be able to do some content creation in there, too. Photo yes, studio, yes, all that good stuff. Yes. It's a blank space. It's like a mannequin. You can paint it up to do okay, whatever you want. And it's going to have everything you need to have all your parties and events. So that's coming real soon. Third business venture yes, okay, there that I'm trying.
Congratulations,
listen,
brother.
I'm trying to be an example. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They say lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Yeah. No, that's right.
And so a leader goes in advance and shows the way. So yeah, I'm just trying to show
now you're doing that, man. And before we get off, I just want to make sure that I get my smoked fried turkey. I'm trying to get that thing by Tuesday. Can I put my
right
order
now,
in? Like what do I got to do to get that turkey by Tuesday podcast, night? What do I got to do?
Text the word turkey. Just the
all
word
right,
turkey.
I did it earlier.
Don't do a whole bunch of other okay, words. Just text one
that's
word.
A bet. That's a bet. Well, I'm already locked in.
571
already locked in.
998-1388.
But you know what, man? It's been a pleasure, man. Before we get out of here, my co-host, anybody y'all want to, you know what I mean? Anything y'all want to say? Anybody y'all want to speak to before we get out of here?
Yeah, follow my IG, MiaMoreSense.com. You can go on my website or the IG. It's all the same, but we moving, shaking and moving to the rest of the for the rest of the year. So you can catch me at everybody else's pop-ups. I'm selling yes, on the website. If you guys want me to pop up, call me. I will. Yes. I'm happy to do okay, so.
Candle workshops.
Yes.
Are you
yes,
still selling your shea butter?
Girl, am I?
Girl.
Oh, the shea butter
let
is
me
awesome,
tell you, because I got to shout out the shea butter.
Yes.
What? That's okay. I don't do body, Bath and Body Works.
She's been
no
talking
more,
about that shea butter, too.
That's
okay,
all I wear. That is all I wear. I'm going to tell
I
you.
Love
oh, I need
butter,
another jar, by the way.
Mr. Las Vegas, what you got going
hey,
on, man?
Actually, on a serious note, I want to shout out my man, Nash. Shout out to his man. Just this past week, his man died in a car crash. So
okay,
rest in peace
shout
to his
to
man.
Nash, man.
I met him a couple of times or whatever like that. So shout out to him. And other than that, man, you know, just got to shout out my Diamond Princess and the Three Jefes, man. Hey. And just, you know, my two co-hosts, man. Like, we doing this. And hopefully I win this motherfucking contest. Because I with me and my son.
registered oh, on it, you know, yeah. So we registered on it. So hopefully, you know what I mean?
Cause, no, okay, seriously, love the candles. Real talk. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in on at the casino that you guys got coming in. There you go. My scent should be everywhere, all over the building.
And all the major suites. That'll be there.
Yes. 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 That's a great idea.
With the shea butter. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
And maybe we can have a conversation on the Rocks Day at the new Emporium and conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Let's put everything out there. Because you know what? It's all about an idea growing at night, you know what I'm saying, and building.
Have learned. Yes.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
At my Studio Nancy, we can do a live audience in there.
Let's do it.
Let's lock that in. And it's crazy because I was just talking to somebody the other day. I wanted to do like a business networking. So I definitely want to reach out to you. You know what I mean? For sure. Because I feel like we overdue for doing an event as a show. So let's lock that in. But yeah, everybody out there, Rhythmics Radio, as always, we appreciate y'all. Shout out to eversmithorganics.com. You know what I'm saying? Best sea moss on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Tastes the best. Number one on Amazon. And it's black owned. So make sure you tap into eversmithorganics.com. And shout out to all our beautiful guests, man. I learned a lot from y'all.
Thanks, Tish, for inviting me. Thank you.
It was a great show.
Shout out, Bobby Soul.
Yeah, man. Always have your conversations on the rocks, baby. Salute.
Shout out Los and Ice.
Love y'all, man. Love.